Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Father God, without you, life has no purpose. And without purpose, life has no meaning. And without meaning, why are we even here? We're merely existing. And so, if we're just existing, we don't have any hope. And if we don't have any hope, why are we even here? So, Father God, help us to come to the realization that our plan and our purpose for being here, Father God, on this earth is to serve you. You've given each and every one of us a job to do, Father God. And because you have given each and every one of us a job to do, that means that you have equipped us with what is needed to do that job, who are in need, to win souls, Father God. You have equipped us with what is needed to do everything that we need to do in order to succeed in your sight. We just need to do it. We just need to make up our mind that we are going to serve you with our whole heart, mind, body, soul, and strength. And just do it, because you've already equipped us with all the necessary things that we need in order to do what it is you would have us do, in order to do what it is that you have created us to do, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, I thank you. Oh, God, I thank you. God, I thank you. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's an important task. It is quite an undertaking. But the plan can be fulfilled. It can be fulfilled. And so, Father God, help us. Help us to fulfill the plan and the purpose that you have for our life, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you. I thank you for each and every person that is on this line on today. I thank you for their families, Father God. Father God, I ask that you bless them in all areas of their life, Father God. Bless them in their health, Father God. Bless them in their churches, Father God. Bless them in their communities, Father God. Bless them in their finances, Father God. In the name of Jesus. Bless them on their jobs, Father God. Oh, God, I thank you. God, I thank you. Bless them in their mind, in their heart. Touch them on today, Father God. Touch them like only you can. Only you can. Give us a touch from you, Father God. Touch us like you have never touched us before. Like that fire underneath us, Father God. Like that fire. Let it go forth in you, Father. We have the life of a daisy life as far as when it comes to doing what it is we have us. We've sat back and we've been on a relaxed state for too long. Put that fire under us, God. Put it under us. Let us receive a touch from you on today. That will just cause us to just take off running you want to have us do. We've done what we did long enough. We've done our own thing long enough. Now help us to do what it is we will have us do. In the name of Jesus. We can't do it by ourselves. We need you, God. We need you to help us. We need you to tell us what to do. We need you to tell us what to say. We need you to tell us where to go. We need your help, God. We need you. We need you to tell us direction. We are to go. In the name of Jesus. God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you that you are always with us, God. You're always right there with us. No matter what we go through, no matter how bad it looks, no matter how much it seems like we're not gonna make it through, you're right there with us. Right there for your word says that you will never leave us. No, you forsake us. And Father God, I believe your word. I believe your word in the name of Jesus. No matter what it looks like, Father God, you are always there. And no matter how long it may seem like we're going through a thing, you are always there to see us through in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, help us to walk upright before you. Mercy on us. Keep us humble, Father God. Keep us humble. Help us to walk in humility in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for my family on today. I thank you for my mother, for you allowing her to be in this earth 80 years. I thank you for her health. I thank you for her mind. I thank you for keeping her in good spirit. And I just thank you on today. Of my family for blessing them to have a sickness fall upon them and they're in good health and in their right minds. And I just thank you, Father God, for all that you do. And most of all, I thank you for who you are in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father God, thank you. Father God, help us to have a faith and the courage to stand up against any evil thing that tries to come up against us. In the name of Jesus. Help us not to be a disobedient people, Father God, and just continue to just do the same wrongs over and over and over again. Help us, Father. We need your help. We need your help today more than ever, Father God. In the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you. Father God, as we go throughout this phase of life, as we go throughout this phase, Father God, Let our minds be stayed on you. Let our minds be stayed on you, Father God. Let us have good thoughts of you in the name of Jesus. Father God, help us to trust you more. Help us to put complete faith and trust in you. Because when we do that, when we do that, when we put complete faith and trust in you, we will see good things happen in our lives. Things will happen, Father God, if we put complete trust and faith in you and not try to put our faith in men or put our faith in ourselves. We put complete faith and trust in you. Good things will happen. And that's what we want, Father God. We want good things to happen in our life. We want good things. We are your children. We are your sons and your daughters. And we want good things to happen in our lives. So if our minds are stayed on you at all times, and we know our mind, we don't let our minds just wander on those things that are not of you, then good things will happen in our life. So Father God, help us. Help our minds to be stayed in you. It is so easy to get caught up. It is just so easy to get distracted. But Father God, help us. We need you to help us. We can't do it by ourselves. And I'm just calling on you today, Father God. And I'm just asking you. I know I need help from you. I need you. I need you. I need you every hour. I need you every minute, every second. I need you. Lord knows I need you. Oh, God, I thank you. I thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, I thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Such a good God. Thank you, Lord. There are times when I get together, a little weak in my body, but you give me that strength that I need to go on. And God, I thank you. Father God, help me to be in your perfect will. Help me to be in your perfect will. In the name of Jesus, help me put you first. Not myself, not anyone else, but help me to put you first in everything that I do. In everything that I do. Yes, God. That's what I want. I want you to help me to put you first in everything that I do. Help me to surrender all to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, God. Help me, Lord. I need you, Lord. I need you to help me on today. I need you to help me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you very much, Sister Higgins.
God bless you, Pastor Lee.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much for your prayer and for your words of encouragement. Thank you. And welcome to everyone who's on the prayer line. Welcome. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. It was a good day. We give God thanks. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. It is He who loves us. And not we ourselves. He brought us from a mighty long ways. We are guided by what the Lord is doing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. It is just, amen, it's an honor to be on the Lifeline today. We thank God. But this is a glorious day. I thank God for everyone who's on the line listening in. Amen. If there's anybody else who wants to pray or you have a prayer request, something you'd like to say, feel free to do so. We want to thank God for Jacqueline Hagen, who was, that's who that was, praying, leading us in prayer. And she has been with us on the Lifeline from day one. Amen. You don't hear that much from her, but she has been on the line since day one. We thank God for her prayer. Thank God for her filling in and holding down the fort for us today. Amen. Thank you very much, Jacqueline Hagen.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Amen. Is there anybody else that want to say something? The line is open. Did I hear Lady Hagen on the line?
Praise God. God bless you, Dr. Williams. Yes, thank
hey,
you. I just want to thank
you.
Hello. Oh, fine, fine. Yes. We are here, the blog community and I, we are here, and we have certainly enjoyed as well as our prayer. Had to be on mute because I have a room full of children, or young people today, and but we were praying in our hearts along with her, and such a touching and moving prayer. And, you know, the Bible lets us know with a contrite heart, the Lord is so close to us, and He hears us. And we want to thank Sister Jacqueline Hagen, amen, for that wonderful prayer and being bold and courageous enough and to care enough to pray for every one of us. And may God ever bless her and her family and bless all of us. And it's a wonderful day. And we thank God for you and for your persistence, your determination, and for you being faithful and in hosting the Lifeline for us on a daily basis, on all of the slots that are open, how you are handling things. And want to say thank you very much, and may God forever bless you, and may God forever bless all of the faithful members and the participants and the visitors as well as a part of the Lifeline. And thank you so very, very much. And blog family, thank you all. Thank you all for being here, and may God forever bless each and every one of you. I'm turning back to you now, Pastor Williams. God bless you. Thank you, sir.
God bless you too, Lady Hagen. And if you can get on a chat, if you get a chance to visit Prophetic Voices, by all means do so. Amen. They just went over. Last night was 3 years for them. 3 years
wow.
for them on Prophetic Voices. And we know that when Prophetic Voices celebrate a year, amen, we're not that far behind. So our time will come around in March. Our time will come around in December. So we thank God, amen, for Prophetic Voices celebrating another year. So
wonderful, wonderful.
Amen.
Wonderful. And congratulations to them. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. So Prophetic Mayor will be happy and delighted to hear from each of you. Amen.
Yes. We'll be more than glad to.
Thank God for all of you. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yes. Well, we certainly will. We will go to the website. If you give everybody from the blog community before they leave, if you give them the website address, then all of our friends and families and guests from the blog community can go there and also visit. If you give that address, Pastor Williams would certainly appreciate it.
I certainly will, Lady Hagen. If I, and when I get that number, I would appreciate if you would just take over the line and close us out. I am in the process of doing something at the present, so I'll get that address out, and then you can go ahead and close us out from there, all right?
All right, we'll do.
That number is www.lifeline4prayer.com. www.lifeline4prayer.com. Amen. You'll be able to get all our information, the time we get started, the time we are finishing up. That's www.lifelineforprayer.com. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Williams, and thank you for the great job that you're doing, even with that, and for God giving you wisdom of how to do it. And we appreciate all of your great work that you bring to the Lifeline, and may God forever bless you. Oh, yes. And if anybody would love to encourage Pastor Williams for doing an outstanding job, just go to the website and the information as to how you can contact and all that will be there as well. And God bless you all. We love you.
Let me say this too, Lady Hagen. One more time, shout out for Sister Jacqueline Hagen, who's been with us since day one, who do not like to pray, but she got on there and hold her own today. And she talked to the Lord, and that's something that we hardly hear. So when we hear Sister Jacqueline Hagen praying, that's like an amazing thing. You know, like wow, Sister Jacqueline Hagen is praying, y'all. Everybody need to get on the line. So anyway, she's been with us since day one, and we thank God for her. So thank God for all of you. God bless you. God keep y'all. And thank you, Sister Jacqueline Hagen. Thank you, Lady Hagen. God bless you. And Lady Hagen, the line is back in your hands. God bless.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you so much again, Pastor Green, for bringing that to our attention. And we certainly do appreciate Sister Jacqueline. I tell you, she is quite a lady. And we appreciate her, and she does so many great and outstanding work behind the scenes. And we know, hallelujah, that God is going to reward her tremendously for her works, because she's one of those that does not like to broadcast, you know, all the good things that she does. She does it in secret. But you know what? God is certainly going to reward her tremendously, openly, for all of the great work that she does. And Sister Jacqueline, we love you so much. And we pray God's richest blessings upon you, and keep on doing what you do. Oh, my. See, those are the kind of people that are jewels in the kingdom. They are working for the Lord, but you'll never know it by them advertising it or broadcasting it or trying to get some accolades for themselves. They just work quietly. And a lot of times appear to be behind the scenes. They're like unsung heroes, but they're there. They're dependable. You can count on them, and God can count on them too. Oh, my Father, we just thank you for this wonderful day. We bless your name, Almighty God, for this wonderful family, family of faith, family of love and commitment. Father, thank you for the Lifeline family. Thank you for the Lifeline family being a family of subsidiary of the First Fruit. Father, we thank you for all of the wonderful people you've brought into our lives, and for all of the wonderful positions and roles that everyone plays. Thank you, Lord, for how you're linking us together from all over the world, how you're linking us from the bottom to the top, from the east to the west, wide or height, depth. We thank you, Father. We even thank you for all of the new resources that you bring into us, and how you're linking us up, and how you are building this mighty army for you. And Father, we say thank you. Thank you, oh God, for the divine connections, oh God, and for the expansion of family and kindred hearts. And we are forever give you praise. Thank you for the good work within and the good people, Lord, that are committed. Father, we thank you, oh God, for all of these engineers and for these thousands and thousands of hosts that are behind the scene. Hallelujah, glory be to God in this mass army. A lot of us, we may never know their names individually, but we thank you because they're there. We only get to know some of them name and glory because they will have endured and stood fast. Hallelujah. But we say thank you for all of these, all over the world, those that are linking up, oh God, in this great, massive army, hallelujah, and carrying the signal and toting the baton and hallelujah, and got their weapons and ready and are marching, Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that the signal doesn't drop. It continues, hallelujah, to be carried. We thank you, Father, for those warriors that are, hallelujah, lifting up your name and the watchers on the gate and those that are crying loud. Oh, those that are interceding, we thank you. We thank you, Father, because it's through and by the prayers of the intercessors that many things have been turned around, and we give you all the glory. We thank you for your immense love. Thank you, God, because you loved us in spite of even, glory be to God, when we didn't do anything to deserve your love. Hallelujah, when you told us to go right and we went left, you still loved us. Glory be to God. Even when it demanded a huge punishment, in the midst of the punishment, you yet loved us. And we say thank you. We say thank you. Yes. Oh, God, we've been like those children. Oh, God, hallelujah, even like the Israelites who were hard-headed and stiff-necked. A lot of us did our own things. Hallelujah, glory be to God, but you still loved us. And we want to thank you for your love, because if it wasn't for your love, where would we be? Thank you, Father, for the pruning and the pressing and the processing and bringing us and creating us and making us into the images that you created us to be. Oh, God, that we can give you perfect praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we can give you perfect worship. Hallelujah. And we thank you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your love that in spite of it all, your love yet. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Fill us with joy and fill us with excitement and fill us with confidence, knowing that we got a God that loved us in spite of, even when we were sinners. Oh, God, you loved us. Your son even commended. You commended your love toward us even while we were sinners, when we were messed up, when we didn't have a name, we didn't know who we were. Glory, your love found us. And we want to say thank you. Thank you. Now, Lord, may the spirit of the ones crucified and sin to Savior rest and abide with us both now and henceforth, and until we meet again at the next hallelujah scheduled service time. And I believe it is at the 11:30 hour for those of you that are on the Lifeline. For those of you that are on the DBJN network, it would be at the 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For those of you who that are executive officers, there will be another conference especially for the executives at the 7 o'clock hour. Oh, my. And it goes on and on and on. For those of you who are HR, our conference attendees, remember that conference will be coming up at the 11 o'clock hour. For those of you who participate and help with Gramat's program, I believe that's scheduled at the 7 o'clock hour. But today we'll be with the executive officers at the 7 o'clock hour. Oh, there's so much. But just go to the website, and as Pastor Williams said, we'll be getting other information, and he will just update it. So for those of you who are interested in all the different conferences and all the different radio programs and things that we are part of, you'll be able to see it. And if you'd like to tap on and be a part, you can do so, as well as the television ministry. You'll be able to see it and you'll be able to tap in and be a part. God bless you all. We love you. And until then, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So just keep on marching for the Lord. God bless you. This meeting is officially over. Bye-bye.